time now for Swiss Up with Dario. Hello, Dario.
Hello, Mark.
Now, Dario, today you've decided to take a look at something which isn't in Switzerland.
No,
it's true. However,
it's the first.
Yeah, exactly. But we can all see it. This is all about the Mount Célève, which is just across the border from Geneva in France. Now, around Geneva, though, of course, Célève, you can't miss. Really?
No,
can you?
You can't miss Mount Célève. It's probably the most Swiss of all French mountains. And with its very distinct flat shape, it's the backdrop of probably many photos that people take of Geneva. It's so connected to the city that it's really almost inseparable from the place. It's basically to Geneva what the Table Mountain is to Cape Town.
Yes, it is. And also, actually, just to throw in there, one of our transmitters is on top of a Célève.
So, you see.
Yes, exactly.
So Geneva is dependent on Célève for its information.
It's true. So for those people who may not be, let's say, completely familiar with local geography, Mount Célève, where exactly is it?
Well, the mountain is located to the southeast of Geneva, just across the border in France. It's a mountain of the French pre-Alps, but geologically it belongs to the Jura mountain chain. It culminates at 1,379 meters and is recognizable because of its cliff face and very distinct layered look. Its shape is sort of a logarithmic curve, meaning a curve that starts out steep and then plateaus out at the top. So we're not talking about a mountain with a nice snowy peak or anything. It's more of a layered cake that someone squished on one side.
Now, it's also a very popular recreational area for people who live in Geneva, and this dates back for quite some time.
Yes, the Célève is great for hiking, of course, mountain biking, paragliding, rock climbing, and any outdoor activity, really, that you can think of. And as you said, this isn't a new phenomenon. People in the region have done day trips to enjoy the views from its top for ages. The mountain even holds a world record. Between 1892 and 1935, the Célève was served by the first electric rack railway in the world. So there's your record for that mountain. However, that is no longer functional because it was replaced, this rack railway, in the 1930s by a cable car that now takes you almost to the top of Mount Célève.
Okay, now if you fancy a quick, easy trip up to the top of the Célève, take the cable car, but you can't at the moment because it's closed.
Yes, bummer. The original cable car from 1932 was completely rebuilt in 1983, so it's now a modern cable car that goes to the top, and now they're once again renovating and completely remodeling the mountaintop station of this cable car.
Okay, so what exactly are they doing, making it all spick and span once again?
Well, yes, I'm actually quite excited because I don't know if you know that, Mark, but I'm a guy, I get super excited about renovation works and
infrastructure
work. I
didn't know that about you, Dario. Now we all know that.
Now we all know that.
So and there's actually some decorating. Sorry, hang on. Is there some decorating going on? Dario would love to see it. He's excited about renovation works.
Exactly, and construction sites and all of that. So what they're building is a new restaurant for day trippers. There was already a bit of a restaurant, but it was sort of shabby. Now they're building a nice day tripper restaurant, but also a high-standing panorama restaurant that will be located in the top part of the cable car station, just underneath a new viewing platform. And that restaurant, you have to imagine, it sort of cantilevers out into the open space above Geneva and will feature spectacular views of really the whole of the canton of Geneva as you will be eating your fancy, I would guess, French cuisine dinner up there. And on top of that, there will be a climbing wall attached to the side of the station. So for those listeners who are into rock climbing or into climbing walls, they will also be able to go to the top of Mount Célève by cable car and and then climb the station of the cable car with, again, an amazing view of Geneva.
Okay. I mean, it's true to say what was there before was a little underwhelming.
Yes.
I think that's fair to say. So that also is very exciting, though, Darren, and you're very excited about renovation works. So you will know, therefore, when exactly it all opens.
Yes, I do. The opening of the whole complex is scheduled for spring 2023. So we all still have to be a little more patient if we're into viewing platforms. Until then, you have to either drive up the back of the Salève, because you can drive up to the top of this mountain, or hike up a steep and narrow path, something I can recommend, though it feels a bit like you're Frodo hiking up the stairs of Sirith Ungol. I hope I pronounced that correctly. I apologize to all Lord of the Rings fans. But for those of you who aren't and who have just watched maybe the movies once, it's those stairs that are really steep that Frodo has to go up with his friend Bilbo. Anyways, that's a bit how it feels like when you stage the Salève on foot. But once you're atop of Salève and you enjoy the great view of the whole of Canton of Geneva, you get this amazing feeling of accomplishment. So I can recommend walking up it. Once.
I don't think I'll try that. Anyway, though, Dario, you've mentioned Lord of the Rings there, but there's also another literary reference as well.
Yes, exactly. So when you're walking up Salève, you're actually following in the footsteps of a literature character from world literature, and that is because the Salève has actually has an appearance in Mary Shelley's Frankenstein, and in the original novel, the creature, after having fled, climbs up that precise mountain, and the Salève is actually mentioned in the book. So hikers to its top are really following in the fictional footsteps of fleeing Frankenstein monster. And if that isn't reason enough to take a trip to the top of Geneva's mountain, then there is yet one last anecdote that I can mention. The Salève actually occurs, it appears, on one of the first European paintings depicting a realistic landscape. You know, there was the Middle Ages and before, where all paintings were a little weird in with perspective and maybe not depicting very realistic landscapes. So one of the first ones that depicted realistic landscapes featured the Salève. That painting is called La Pêche Miraculeuse, or The Miraculous Catch in English, and was drawn in 1444. It shows a group of fishermen on a boat bringing in their daily catch to the medieval city of Geneva. And in the background, you can see a very realistic flank of Mount Salève.
Okay, well, there you go. Mount Salève in history. So, Dario, thanks very much. And we'll have to catch up with you at some point in spring next year.
Exactly.
When all the new restaurant and everything else is completed. Okay, Dario, thanks very much indeed. That was Dario there with Swiss Up. If you want to hear that episode again and others in the series, you can always go to our website, of course, which is worldradio.ch/SwissUp.